We're going to interview the circus man who came on Federation Day. We're just going to ask him a few questions.
How long have you been performing circus skills?
I started performing circus skills in 1991, so that's 17 years.
That's quite a long time. What is your favourite act?
My favourite act at the moment, because it has changed quite a lot of times, is to juggle three stupid objects on top of a very tall unicycle. I juggle a cricket bat, a tennis racket, and a sink plunger, all at the same time.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. When you were juggling with the objects on the unicycle, which three objects did you start with?
I started just by juggling three balls on a unicycle, and then I juggled three clubs on a unicycle. And as I've gathered more equipment, and as I sort of keep an eye open for equipment, I think it was in a toy shop I saw... I saw some sink plungers. It must have been in a hardware shop. And I thought, let's buy three of those, because they look like a juggling club. I'm going to buy you some and then juggle them. So I used to juggle with three sink plungers. And then later on, I sort of saw in a toy shop, I saw some cheap tennis rackets. And I thought, they look juggleable. So I bought three of those, and then I've bought three of lots of other things, which is why I bought three small cricket bats, and I bought three little mallets, and I've bought... And then I started mixing them up, so I juggled sort of combinations of them, just because I thought they looked like silly things to juggle with, and that's part of the entertainment.
Yeah, but if you do like all the same things, it's not like it's really boring, but if you do it all different kind of shapes... People like, how do you do it?
Well, precisely, exactly. Yeah. And also, I settled on those three silly objects just to have really corny jokes, so I can hold up the three objects and hold up the cricket bat and say, I'm feeling batty, take the sink plunger and say, I'm going to take the plunge, and then hold up the racket and say, I'm going to make a racket, and make a stupid noise.
Did you go to school around here?
No, I grew up in Devon, so I went to school down in Devon.
Yeah, I've been there before.
What was the first trick that you learned?
The first trick? I learned how to juggle three balls before I could do anything else, and that was the first circus thing I learned. The first circus thing that really caught my imagination and made me think I wanted to use it more was the devil stick.
What is the devil stick?
The devil stick is like a flower stick. You have a central stick that you manipulate with two hand sticks. And it doesn't actually have to be the prop itself. It could be any stick-shaped object. So I can do devil stick tricks with a tennis racket, or with a billiard cue, or a broomstick, or a metal tube, which I have here. And if you'd like, now this metal tube... It is just 3 feet long.
This is quite long.
Quite long. And if I put my lips together at one end... I can blow down it like a trumpet. And if I use it like a devil stick... If I had more room, I could do a lot more tricks with it.
Yeah. What's the most dangerous act you've ever done?
The most dangerous act? I do a lot of juggling with fire. Ooh. I've got fire diablos and fire devil sticks and fire juggling clubs, and they can get dangerous. If you play with fire, you will burn yourself. I have burnt myself. And I've also got juggling knives, which are dangerous. And so those are the sort of dangerous things that I've... But actually, I've had my worst injuries from things that aren't necessarily as obviously dangerous. Bizarrely, I've hurt myself... On one show, I'd hurt myself with a Diablo 3 times in the space of a month.
What are, like, all your things you do in, like, circus? Like, what, like, unicycles and... Like other stuff, like devil sticks. What's all the like stuff you do?
What stuff do you use?
Well, I use all the sort of balance things, and I use all the sort of juggling type of things. So The things I teach is a wider range of things than the things I actually perform with. When I'm performing, I perform with devil sticks and diablos and juggling balls and juggling clubs.
Yeah.
But when I'm teaching, I'll use scarves and spinning plates that I don't often perform with, and hula hoops, which I don't perform with much. And when I'm performing, I'll use unicycles and stilts, but when I'm teaching, I'll use walking globes and tight wires that I don't perform with.
That's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.